And that's what I've been doing lately, is just sitting there with the emotion and asking myself, so where did this come from? Why am I acting this certain way? And then out of the blue, these memories or these thoughts or these situations will come up and that resonate with the situation you're in, and it's just like, wow.
You are the only one that can free yourself. Like you said, ask yourself the questions and you have the answers inside you anyway.
Only you can save yourself, right? You need to put in the work. And there's so many different modalities out there and so many different ways you can actually do the work. But not only your own limiting beliefs, you know, society puts these limits on you as well. They don't really want us to grow and become successful. They want us to be down here.
Welcome to Crystal Road Impacts, a space dedicated to empowering you to be the change that your bloodline has been waiting for. Join me and together, let's inspire change. Kia ora and welcome back to the Crystal Road Impact Podcast. And today I am joined with my amazing husband, the man I absolutely love and adore. And today we're actually going to address a really interesting saying that nobody is going to come and save you. You have to be your own hero. What does that actually even mean? And why is that even a thing? And for me, I have lived through having to save myself. And man, is it tough, but I can assure you it is so rewarding. And if there's one thing that I want to empower people with, is that you have the power within you to save yourself from any situation, to save yourself from your own mindset, from your own limiting beliefs, and to actually become your own hero, to be the person that you look up to. Sometimes life isn't about everybody else. It starts with you, and you have the power within you. You always have, but all the noise and limiting beliefs have drowned that out. And so I encourage you, if you are struggling at the moment, or if you're tired, or you've lost purpose and focus, just remember that nobody is going to come and save you, and nobody is going to do the work that you need to do to get to a point where you can be your own hero. Now, that might be rubbing you up the wrong way, or something might make you feel uncomfortable, but it's the truth. And we are here to help inspire you to find the answers within.
That's a good point, my love. Only you can save yourself, right? You need to put in the work. And there's so many different modalities out there and so many different ways you can actually do the work. But not only your own limiting beliefs, you know, society puts these limits on you as well. They don't really want us to grow and become successful. They want us to be down here. But yeah, to push past that, you need to get rid of those limiting beliefs that has been embedded in us and break free from those. If you're like me, whānau, music, like lyrics and music, they really help me to get through different things. And my all-time favorite mentor and artist and messenger is Uncle Bob. So Bob Marley, he has some beautiful messages in his lyrics. And one that relates to me and I love so much is from his song Redemption Song. So it's emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. So emancipate yourself from mental slavery. So he's implying to break free from those limitations, break free from those limiting beliefs that you have, those societal constraints. Only you can do that. And there's ways to do that. There's a lot of things that hold you back as well with fear. So his next verse to that song is, have no fear for atomic energy, because none of them can stop the time. So he's basically giving you a worst case scenario. He's making you think, what if there's an atomic bomb, okay? That's like a worst case scenario. Time is not going to stop. None of them going to stop the time. So whether you do or whether you don't, you're going to get there in the end. So just have no fear for what's in front of you. Like even driving here this morning, like I had fear doing my first podcast, then that song came to me and I was like, right, sweet. This ain't no atomic bomb. I can do this. So yeah, just finding different things that work for you is really important. So yeah, break free from those restraints.
So powerful. And, you know, while it's an action to stop and to break those limiting beliefs. Like it's an action. So the quicker you actually take action into your healing journey or into removing those limiting beliefs, the quicker you'll get to your destination, the quicker you'll get to your goal. So do you find for yourself that when you come up with a personal challenge that you need to heal and overcome, once you've identified it, you can actually just action what you need to do in order to get through. Because if you don't, you're just being weighed down by those chains.
So my old me would like obviously come across these situations and I would just push it aside and just carry on with life. Like, ugh, don't want to deal with that. Tuck it away. Bury it with alcohol or whatever. But now I've taught myself with through these different breathwork techniques and stuff is to actually sit with the emotion and feel the emotion so that it can pass. And that's the best way I feel with myself is to break free from those limitations, is to actually feel the emotion and just let it go instead of blocking it up and trapping it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always triggers out there that are going to bring them back up. And speaking of triggers, I love triggers now. Like they used to make me so upset and stuff, but triggers are an opportunity for growth. So
yeah,
bring it on. Come at me, triggers.
That's a really beautiful way to look at it too. Like triggers are an opportunity for growth. Come at me. That's amazing. And it's also like within ourselves too. If you trigger me or I trigger you, not only can we communicate about it, but then we can see like where did that come from? Yeah. And we're not afraid of it.
Yeah.
Because we know that we are the only ones that one, probably care about it, and two, can actually do something about it.
One thing that's helped me too is to, if this resonates with you guys and you are stuck with answers, ask yourself the question. Like just simply ask yourself those questions. Like where did this come from? And honestly, your body holds, you know, your body holds a score. Your body has the answers. Just ask yourself the question.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing lately is just sitting there with the emotion and asking myself, so where did this come from? Why am I acting this certain way? And then out of the blue, these memories or these thoughts or these situations will come up and that resonate with the situation you're in. And it's just like, wow, that's where I need to be. That's where I need to go to heal this.
So, just as you were talking there, it made me think of being free, like you free yourself. So the topic of our podcast today is no one's going to come and save you. And that you are the only one that can free yourself. Like you said, ask yourself the questions and you have the answers inside you anyway.
Yeah.
And once you sort of like before as well, you said something about, you know, you used to drink a lot to hide it, put it aside. And those are just piling up and we have to walk around every day with all of that baggage, all of that shit we have to carry. And when we actually choose to free ourselves from it, we're so much lighter. And also in that sense, when we free ourselves from all our baggage and all our trauma and all the shitty shit that we are carrying around, once that's gone, we're actually open to more beautiful, positive, healthy things.
Yeah.
Whether it's relationships or business opportunities or connection, anything great that we have held ourselves back from with our limiting beliefs, whether we deserved it or not, we have actually created space by doing so. So not only do you save yourself, but you create for yourself too. I love that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So you're saving yourself and creating
opportunities.
Yeah.
But also being prepared too. So when those opportunities arise, just flows.
Flow is a powerful thing. I think that's why we are the way we are, why we are fast tracking in life the way we are, because we're just in flow. And whatever's starting to weigh our waka down, whether it's on your side or mine, we know that we need to address it and cut it off. And sometimes it's a simple action or a simple message to somebody or a forgiveness, whether they know it or not.
Love this one.
So remember, whānau, that no one is going to come and save you. It's up to you. And we believe in you. And we know that you can do it. It's just going to take that one moment in time where you choose to save you.
Just trust yourself, whānau. You have the power within. You have the answers. Again, just ask yourself those hard questions and you will bring those answers to yourself. Mauri ora.